When Arkham lights have seen clear sights, but the clearest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge.
Go on there, Jimmy McGee.
Are you sure he's supposed to be committed?
Nothing moves and knows. Why he left his home in the south to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but that land of gold seemed a fortune like a span. But he'd often say, in his homely way, he'd sooner give in a pen. On Christmas Day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail. Talk of your cold, through the parkest fold, it stung like a driven nail. With our eyes we closed, then the lashes froze, till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath snow, the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing even toe. He turned to me and Cap said he, I'd cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request. Well, he looked so low and I couldn't say no, and he said with a sort of moan, 'tis the cursed cold, and it's got right all till I'm chilled clean through to the bone. Ted being dead is my awful dread of the icy grave that bends. And I want you to swear that foul or fair will permit my last revenge. Well, a pal's last need is a thing to heed, and I swore I wouldn't fail. And at crack of dawn we started on, but God, he looked ghastly pale. He crouched on the sleigh and we raved all day at his home in Tennessee. Before nightfall, the corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and I hurried horror-driven, with a corpse half hid that I couldn't get rid because of a promise given. It was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, you may tax your brawn and brain, but you've promised through, and it's up to you to prevent my last revenge. Well, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were dumb, in my heart how I could curse that load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, by the whiskers round in a ring, howled out their woes to the homeless snows. Oh God, how I loved that thing. And every day that quiet play seemed to heavy and heavier woe. Yet on I went, but the dogs were spent and the group was getting low. But the trail was bad, but I felt half mad, but I swore I wouldn't give in. They'd often sing to they get for me. His heart could do the grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but they saw in it twice it was called the Alice May. Then I looked at it and I thought of it. And I looked at my frozen trunk, and here, said I, with a sudden cry, was my crematorium. Some planks I tore from the cabin floor and I lit a boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying around when I heaped the fuel higher. The flames just soared and the furnace roared such a blaze you'd seldom see. Then I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal, and I stuffed in sand. I made a height for you that night from the year to sizzle so. And the heavens scowled and the huskies howled and the wind began to blow. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear. But the stars came out and they danced about ere again I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said I'd just take a peep inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked. Then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam, very cool and calm in the midst of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile, you could see him by him, and he said, please, stores that. but I greatly fear that you're letting the cold and storm, since I left Plumtree down in Tennessee, it's the first time I've been walking.